Hi, this is Brian Standing, host of the Monday 8 o'clock Buzz. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Hope you subscribe to our podcast. And if you really like what you're hearing, consider donating at WORTFM.org.
The Mills Folly Microcinema at Madison's Arts and Literature Laboratory, now in its sixth year, seeks to push the envelope of the moving image with a docket of experimental cinema and collaborations. Our old friend, James Krell, curates the program, and he joins us once again in the studio. James, welcome back to the
Good morning.
Buzz.
Good morning.
And also joining us is visual artist and musician Ryan Lansing. Ryan, welcome to the 8 o'clock Buzz.
Morning.
And finally, we also have artist Peter Charles Allen. Welcome, Peter.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting to be on this side of the mic.
Okay. are you a volunteer here at WRAT?
Yes, I host One Fine Morning every final Tuesday of the month.
Excellent. So you're familiar with our... Getting familiar with our new boards and all that coming here at WRT. But tell us what you're doing with Mills Folly Microcinema. What's coming up?
Well, do you want to describe
Yeah, so my colleague Silas Ritchie assembled some musicians and visual artists to present a program on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, called Outer Inner. And it's basically a continuation of an ongoing project of ours to, in addition to our usual screenings of experimental films and video art, also doing interdisciplinary events involving local musicians and local video artists. So this is this year's manifestation of that Wednesday.
Tell us about the title, Outer Inner. What's outer and what's inner?
That's a good question.
Well, that was kind of, we were rolling off of the concept that Johan, lead singer of Def Sonic, wanted. He wanted this idea of somewhere to go kind of bridge the gap between the furthest reaches of space and the smallest things on Earth, and the kind of interplay between the two. And that those are kind of some of the images we will be destroying rhythmically alongside him while he performs. We will be manipulating audio, manipulating the video to the audio. So it'll be live reactive visuals using all this ancient old gear that we've saved from the dustbin of history.
Ooh. Okay, so what is some of that ancient old gear, Ryan?
I really like using the old CRT TVs, the big heavy ones we had before HD. I think the image on those is really beautiful. I liken it to the difference between vinyl and digital audio. There's a depth and a warmth to it. And for the signal running into those, I and Peter as well use a lot of the kind of equipment that became obsolete when HD came out, video editing decks and mixer switchers and effects things that were considered obsolete by the maybe mid-2000s. And Peter and I and a handful of other artists are taking a look at those and saying, well, maybe there's still something to be gotten out of these that you can't do with more advanced digital technology.
Yeah. One of the advantages of obsolete technology is that it goes cheap, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the fun is trawling the UW Swap website and digging around in thrift stores and stuff and finding the weird electronics that are probably headed for e-waste if nobody does anything to them.
And when you're working with this technology, are you finding that it's responsive enough to be able to use live?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, actually, what's the beauty of like an old analog video signal, the thing I like to explore, and Ryan is as well, is when you, so it's a lot, the video feedback that you can get on an analog video signal is very different than just about anything you can get. So like when you point a microphone at a speaker, the ringing of a feedback, it's the sound that feeds back. Whereas if you send an out into an in of an old analog switcher, it's the color that feeds back. So you get these really interesting blooms of vibrant, really rich color that really only exists in the analog digital space. I mean, you can mock it with digital programs, but it there's something really special about it.
And is this interlaced video? So do you have the scrolls and the like the fields and things like that? That
yeah, basically ripping apart all the pieces of it. And actually, we were having some issues last night setting up because the HDMI in one of the projectors was trying too hard to put it back together and negating the signal that we were trying to rip apart in a pretty way. So we had to run a full cable and just go analog into the projector, you know?
So tell us a little, James, tell us a little bit about the music for that event. You've got Def Sonic, Niels Jorgensen, and Seth Keekamp, and to which Peter Charles Allen and Ryan Lansing will be responding.
Yeah, so Def Sonic and Niles and Seth, we did a run-through last night with the music and the visuals, and I guess the way it's been described is expansive music with the audio reactive video. And, you know, Def Sonic just also released a new album recently that was reviewed on Tone Madison. So if people want to know more about that music, there's some recent coverage on that in Tone Madison. And it should be just a really interesting mix of audio and visual bliss.
Yeah, very
now you said you went through a run through, but are you scripting this or are you improving it entirely or a little bit of both? Like you said, oh, that was cool and we did that, you know, the other day, we're going to try and do that again, or is it just all off the top of your head?
It's the video art that we do, it's pretty improvisational. It's sort of the gear sort of wants to do its own thing, especially since we're using it for something other than in how it was designed to be used. So if I hook
not
things
under
up,
warranty,
like, right,
in other words, yeah.
The approach is if I hook things up in this way, I pretty much know what to expect if I hit this switch or turn this knob. But it's responding somewhat unpredictably. And so that's it's a lot like playing improvisational music where, you know, you have a set, you know what key you're in and stuff, but you never really know exactly what's going to happen next.
So I've been speaking with curator James Krell, musician and artist Ryan Lansing, and visual artist Peter Charles Allen. Their live music and video collaboration, Outer Inner, takes place April 24th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Arts and Literature Laboratory. The also want to put a plug in for the next locally crowdsourced experimental film showcase, Project Projection, which takes place on May 1st at 7 o'clock p.m., also at ALL. And thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.